Welcome to the Jeff and Harris podcast. It's guaranteed to be a spectacular broadcast. We're just two guys with ideas on the mind. Just doing our part to save mankind. Jeff and
Whoa.
Stop the music.
This is
a super podcast.
This is the supercast. We can't just have a regular intro.
We gotta go all the way. Go full out.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Podcast. Super podcast. Yeah. Witty.
Captain's hats.
Courageous.
Strength.
Abraham Lincoln.
Legend.
Taboo.
Judgment.
Fairness.
Dashing good looks. What the hell was that at the end?
It was supposed to be a dinosaur growl. It
sounded like a sea lion. Definitely not the way to end an Andrew WK song. But good effort.
Yeah.
It's time to party!
Now here we are.
Yep.
It's been a while.
Yep.
And now it's the Super Podcast.
Yeah.
We're both wearing
clothes,
and captain's hat.
Which is different.
Of course.
I mean,
you know, it's just what you expect
from
the podcast. And you might be asking yourself a few questions. One of them might be, what is the Super Podcast?
Yeah.
What happens in it? Well, we've just pulled our best ideas, and we decided to put them into one concentratedly awesome podcast, like a laser beam.
Yeah.
And
right in your brain.
Yeah. And for your other questions, we don't have time.
Yeah. So.
We hope you enjoy.
It's time to party!
Recently, me and Jeff have been bitten by the entrepreneurial bug.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. We've decided that we want to branch out from just being a podcast and two dudes at university.
Mm-hmm.
We want to branch out from that into business ownership.
Yes,
more specifically restaurateurs.
And we've noticed a large gap in the restaurant market,
and
that is metalheads.
Mm-hmm.
Those who enjoy metal.
Yep.
And you know what?
The music genre, not the alloy.
No. I don't think metal's an alloy, though. I think
it's
just a general.
Yeah, true.
You don't say I need, you know.
That's true, okay.
An ounce of metal.
Forget I said
okay,
that.
Okay. So, large gap in the market. You know, people, after a night of headbanging, you just need to sit down and eat.
Yep.
You gotta refuel.
Yeah.
Metalheads need to eat, too. So, we'd like to play for you our radio commercial for our new restaurant, Rage Against the Cuisine. Hi, I'm Jeff Knight.
And I'm Andrew Harris.
And we're here to give you a little tour of our new restaurant. Excuse me, sir. Are you hungry?
Yeah!
Well, come this way.
Have a seat. Table for one.
Yeah!
All right, then. Right this way.
Can we start you off with an appetizer? Perhaps these slip nachos and guardachoke dip?
They are quite tasty. And we have several deals on just for today for the grand opening for some affordable entrees.
Affordable and delicious.
You got it right, Harris. You could try the skid roast.
Or perhaps the freak on a quiche.
Or maybe the spaghetti Lee.
Or maybe system of a duck.
Any choice would be a good choice at Rage Against the Cuisine.
Or perhaps you want something a little lighter, like the Detroit Rock Skillet.
Or the Maryland Manwich. Which can come on stone sourdough or avenged seven grain. And all of our entrees come with our signature sides, which include Zach Wild Rice,
Motley Stew,
cornbread,
or just corn.
Just corn.
And then finish it all off with one of our excellent desserts, like Pantera Masu
or Andrew W. Cake.
And chill in our lounge and enjoy a five-finger death punch.
Or a raining Bloody Mary. Anything that you need can be satisfied
at Rage Against the Cuisine. So dine in or take out at 546-5128.
Rage Against the Cuisine. After a night of shredding, you know where you're heading.
Yeah! It's time to party!
Tales from the BB.
It's been so long since we've done a Tale from the Beeve. Because, you know, it's been summer and we haven't been on the Beeve.
Exactly.
And I totally forgot about how good the opener was.
Yeah, I forgot about I forgot the beaver sound effect.
Yeah, good opener. Okay, now this is a rare Beeve occurrence because it happened to both of us.
Yeah, we're...
And that rarely happens.
Although it'll be more common now because we're on a lot of the same buses.
That is true.
This year.
So this was probably maybe one of the most awkward events on the Beeve.
Yeah, definitely.
And so let's start out. We're outside the bus.
Yep.
And we're talking. And I'm discussing a video that we are planning to make. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to ruin anything, but it involves guns and shooting and assassination and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah. Subplots and conspiracy. Yep.
A bunch of twist endings and all sorts of craziness. So I'm trying to explain this outside the bus. And I'm explaining it to Harris and a couple other people.
Mm-hmm.
And then we walk onto the bus, and I'm still explaining it, and we sit down. And Harris is beside me in the same kind of seating area.
Yeah.
And then another one of our friends is...
In front. And then another one kind of in front, but across the aisle.
And then some random dude
is
next to me.
Is beside us in the aisle.
Yeah. So there's Harris, me, aisle, some dude.
Yeah. If you're using your Beaver bus... layout plan thing.
Yes. Everybody get yours out now. Yeah. We know that we mailed them to all the listeners. So there we were, and I was talking about, and I was like, oh, yeah. And then she's in the backyard, and she gets shot, and it's all slow motion. And then this guy just turns to me and Harris, and he's like, hey, man. One day I was walking from a bar.
With a bunch of my friends.
And some guy drove by in a big SUV and with tinted windows and everything, and then started honking at us.
Yep.
So me and my friends, which we probably shouldn't have done, but we gave them the finger. And then they rolled down the window and took out some guns and started shooting at us.
Yeah, and one of them hit my friend. One of them hit this girl in the head.
Right in the head. And if her head wasn't there, it would have hit my other friend in the chest.
Which, side note, why is that important?
I think there's a little bit of friend favoritism there.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, thank God it hit Sarah, or else it would have hit Chad.
Yeah.
And it would have really sucked if it would have hit Chad.
Yeah. Like, anyway.
And then he's like, you know how much time that guy got for shooting my friend? 5 years. We're all like, whoa, dude.
Yeah, that sucks.
And I was like, oh, my God. What do I say?
Other than, you know, that sucks.
That's terrible. I'm sorry to hear that.
We said that. And
then afterwards, we were thinking to ourselves, what did he expect from us? Why did he tell that to us?
Yeah.
Is it because I was...
Was he offended by our Nerf gun video idea?
Yeah. Was he like, you know, you shouldn't do that because this happens in real life? And I was like, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to stop telling my story out of respect for his dead friend? I don't know.
It was an awkward bus ride.
Oh yeah.
And then the guy forgot his wallet and Jeff gave it back to him.
Yeah. Even though, you know, you make an awkward situation for me, I give you your wallet back because I'm a great citizen.
You are.
So, like I've told you before, whenever I think of a podcast idea, I write a text message and then save it in the drafts of my phone because I don't have like a note. Or a message.
We don't have fancy phones.
No, we got the free phones.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, I think of something in my sleep.
I'm still continuing to just remember it in my head and then forgetting it.
Oh, yeah.
I keep it in the head, and then when we come here to record, I forget.
Yep.
So
I write it in my drafts, and sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night, and I think, great idea.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it in the old drafts. And here's one that I wrote down, and then a lot of the time, I come back to it and I say, what does this mean?
Yeah. And this one is really...
This one we've been puzzling over for a little bit.
Yeah.
All it said was, ultimate knock knock ginger, : remove the door.
So...
What does that mean?
We've had a couple ideas, but they don't seem very
doable.
basically, they involve cutting off the door and taking it.
Instead of
ringing the doorbell, if they notice if you cut their door off and take it.
You go and unscrew it and just take it. Maybe that's it. Or maybe it's remove the door from the equation.
So it's just a big opening.
Big opening, and you just kind of go in?
I don't know.
No idea.
So if you have any idea what that if you have an idea of what Remove the Door Knock Knock Ginger could be, let us know.
No, and it wasn't just Knock Knock Ginger. It was Ultimate Knock Knock Ginger.
It has to be Ultimate.
Remove the Door.
So if you have an idea of what that could be,
Do I go and knock on the window? Is it...
That's not Ultimate,
though. Is it a household of hippies where they just have beads and I just kind of go and...
Rattle the beads?
Rattle the beads. They say, oh, who's rattling the beads at this time of night? So, I saw a commercial.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Next topic. No, it was
it's time to party.
Jump. That was my communication static sound effect.
I liked it.
Okay. I saw a commercial for what seemed to be like a rip-off Play-Doh-like thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called Mundo.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they got it from the moon or if they mined it, because I know they just found water up there.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Russia's, doing some crazy stuff up there.
They just thought, we make Mundo, we make moolah.
Ah.
You know.
But those darn Russians, they know what they're doing.
But they said it in Russian because, they're Russian.
That was a
and that's their
broken translation.
Native tongue.
Yeah. So, Mundo,
mm-hmm.
And it came with a little barn, and you would make the chickens, and you'd squish the in molds to make things, and hay bales, and chickens, and cows, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And... and then they showed in the commercial kids taking hay bales, and then you're like, oh, take a hay bale, put it in the top, and a chicken comes out.
Mm.
And I feel that is really messing up our kids today.
I've never seen one of those barns.
No. What kind of barns are these? Some sort of strange, unnecessary surgery barns where they're making people out of hay bales.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's really messing kids up to know where babies come from.
Yeah.
They're going around thinking...
You pop a hay bale somewhere and baby.
Out comes a baby,
But, that's obviously not how babies are made.
There would probably be a lot of teen pregnancy on farms.
Yeah.
And, and I got to tell the kids out there, there's more sex than is being portrayed in the commercials. A lot more.
Jeff and Harris, educating the youth.
Yep. Babies being made out of hay bales, myth busted.
This week's top five would have been more relevant a couple weeks ago.
Yes, of course.
It's still kind of
somewhat floating around the news.
It'll still be there.
Yeah.
The
irony will still be in your soul.
If you'll recall, a couple Chilean dudes.
Brave men.
Stuck in a hole for a while.
You put it so lovingly.
Yeah. It's fine. We can do this because they all survived.
Yeah.
That's the great part.
Oh, yeah.
None of them died, so it's kind of funny.
If they died, you'd be going to hell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But you know what? They were halfway there anyway.
Yeah. They could tell me how it is. They had to clear them out first before I go to hell. Anyway, so this week's top five. Well, the day they were rescued, I sat down. I thought, what could I do to tribute these great men?
A light bulb just went off in his brain.
And I grabbed a couple of sheets of loose leaf, a marker, and I wrote 30 jokes about it.
3 pages.
Yeah.
More work than he actually does in school.
Yeah. A lot more work.
Yeah.
So the top five is my favorite 5 of my jokes, and Jeff's will be his favorite 5
of your jokes.
So let's do this.
This is another Jeff and Harris top 5
topic.
You should have been listening. We already told you.
Here's my top 5.
5.
Did they have minor problems getting them out?
4.
As they're rescued, family members are probably calling out, mine.
3.
33 Chilean dudes in a hall. 33 Chilean dudes. Rescue on, show them around. 32 Chilean dudes in a hall.
2.
Sticks and stones may break my bones. Or bury 33 Chileans for 69 days.
1.
They were shy in front of the camera at first, but they got bolder.
It's Jeff's turn to shine.
5.
They were thinking about opening a bar down there, but they're all minors.
4.
Their favorite game down there was chutes, but no ladders.
3.
New game, Chilean Minor Bingo. Pick 25 miners, place them on a bingo card. As they come up, try and make a line.
2.
If they were any deeper, they would be called Chinese miners.
1.
I don't know if I believe them. There's a big hole in their story. This is another Jeff and Harris Top 5.
And if you're wondering, yes, I know I'm a terrible person, but those were my jokes. It's
time to party! Now, I hope you're all familiar with the old El Paso commercials, and if you're not, Harris is going to explain them for you.
Basically, there'll be a problem.
Oh.
Some sort of problem with the taco making process.
Stricken's the entire country of Mexico.
Yeah, I mean, the Mexicans are devastated because their tacos keep falling down.
Or they're just not big enough. Yeah. There's always a problem.
Yeah. And then a small child will go, flap at him taco. That stands up on its own. You don't need to nail into the table.
No, you need. You don't need to make little, you know, grooves in your table that are triangular to keep it
up. And then they hail the kid as a, I assume, a god.
And they hoist him onto shoulders. Yeah. And there's confetti flying.
And I believe there's probably a holiday named after him.
Absolutely.
If I'm racist and going, you
Jose
know.
Day.
Yeah.
And
not racist, but whatever.
I just want to say I have so
many tacos.
Yeah. I have so many problems with these commercials. One, why can't they see these obvious solutions in front of their own eyes? And it takes, you know, a 5-year-old kid to find these out. I think they're just overthinking things, really.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They just need to break it down. And, you know, just think of the simplest things first, and that might work, okay?
Yeah.
My second thing, are Mexican ideas that rare? I mean, I'm not being racist here, but I'm just going by the commercial.
Yeah.
Are they that rare that they need a fiesta every time there's a good idea? Or is it only good ideas that pertain to tacos? I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I have something to say about hard shell tacos.
Yes.
On the commercials, they never show past the first bite. You can watch
because
any hard...
Oh, yeah, because hard shell tacos are only fun until you bite it.
Because it's like, oh, you look at, oh, that looks delicious and everything. And then once you see past the first bite, it's like, oh, yeah, those are a mess and are not good at all.
They snap in half at the bottom. The beef juice leaks out on your fingers. Terrible.
No, go soft taco.
Soft taco.
That'll answer every problem that is occurring in those commercials.
It creates a package.
Absolutely.
You eat it. Delicious.
It's a sleeping bag for your taco fillings.
That'd be terrible, sleeping bag, because if you were in a sleeping bag, you got eaten.
Yeah.
So not a great sleeping bag for it. But
mm-mm. No, definitely not. And I just got to say, Mexico is a poverty-stricken country.
Yeah.
And they're spending all this money on fiestas for every
taco,
good idea.
Taco-related ideas.
Exactly. And I'm saying, you know, in the kind of administrative office for Mexico, I want you to take all the money that's in the unnecessary fiesta envelope, just put that into the economy envelope, which is very close to it on the desk.
Yeah.
Just put that over. So I just want to give you a little taste what it must be like in Mexico. So take a listen.
God, I hate mornings. All right. Let's see. What should I wear today? Blue or red? Blue or red? Blue. Blue. Definitely blue.
It is a fiesta, amigo.
Oh, wow. Thanks, guys. Nothing like a good fiesta in the morning to wake you up. Awesome. Hello, sir. Welcome to El Taco Bello. What can I take for your ordero?
Let's see. You guys got a pretty good selection here. I think I will get the cheesy gordita crunch, please.
Excellent choice, though.
Hey, thanks again, guys. Fifth one this week. I mean, it's getting a little annoying, but, you know, muchos gracias anyway. So, Hernandez, have you picked where we are going for our El Christmas Partio this week in the office?
Yes, I did, sir. It was a tough choice, but I thought we could go to El Kego for some El Stecos.
Good work. Hernandez, what is the meaning of this? Who are these people?
They're not with me, sir. I have no idea.
This is against office policy. You cannot have a mariachi band and fiestas and streamers and piñatas in the office. You're fired.
Oh, El darn.
Right, sweetie, I've made a pretty big decision for us. I was thinking about what you said, and I think I would like to have a baby.
Oh my god, I'm so happy!
Me too. No, not again!
Oh my
not
god!
Again. How did you get in here? The doors
are
locked. This is against condo complex regulations here. You know what? Here's a fiesta for you.
Oh my goodness!
Happy Cinco de Mayo, bitch.
It's time to party!
That is the end of the Jeff and Harris Super Podcast Side A. Please take out the tape and insert Side B.